Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Rolling Stone calls Condor one of the best TV shows to watch this June. The AT&T On Its Network new conspiracy thriller based on the popular novel 6 Days of the Condor and the screenplay 3 Days of the Condor, of course the hit movie starring Robert Redford, and playing the role made famous by Redford is Max Irons, born in Camden, London, England, known for his roles in Red Riding Hood, The Host, the miniseries The White Queen, playing the lead role of Edward IV of England, a hit weekly series on BBC One, also the miniseries The Runaway, as well as roles in Dorian Gray, Crooked House, The Riot Club, and others, a successful model named by GQ to its 2015 list of best-dressed British men, and now is Joe Turner, a young CIA analyst, stumbles onto a terrible but brilliant plan that threatens lives of millions. In AT&T Audience Network's much-anticipated series Condor, premiering Wednesday, June 6th at 10 Eastern Pacific, and Max Irons with us on This Week in America. Max, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. That was a comprehensive introduction. Thank you very much for that.
Just touch the surface. You have so many, such a young career and so many impressive performances. In fact, a lot last year and heading into this year with this major project. Now, I understand you saw the 1975 political thriller, understood its cult status, and then later your approach for a role in the new project, not just a role, but the Redford role. What were your initial thoughts when they came to you with this project?
Wow, well, yeah, you're right. I had seen the film, but I'd seen it at an age where I didn't quite understand the political significance of it. So I went back and I watched it again, and then I started work on the script. And when I started work on the script, what became clear was the quality of the writing and the complexity of the writing. Often, from my experience, shows like this, they may dress it up and try to make it seem more complex, but ultimately what you're presented with is a villain and a good guy, and they face off over the course of however many episodes, and ultimately the good guy prevails, and that's the TV show. Whereas this one, I think, is very different. Our writers, Jason Smilovich and Todd Katzberg, they made a deliberate effort to present an unbiased, complex view of the geopolitical situation we in America and in Western Europe find ourselves in, and they do it without judgment or pointing fingers, which frankly is refreshing.
Yes.
Also, what I liked about it is that it poses questions to the audience. You know, we all of us, we have a set of principles which we believe are rock solid. You know, I won't kill, I don't stand for vigilante justice. You know, there are lines in the sand that we won't cross. But for the most part, those principles are formed in a setting, a relaxed, luxurious setting of a classroom or sitting around a dinner table having a debate.
Exactly, yes.
Those principles are rarely tested. So what you see in Joe Turner is a very principled, idealistic young man who suddenly finds himself way out of its depths, having to question his rock-solid ideals and principles. And I think that, in turn, makes the audience do the same, which I think is unique and interesting.
Let's talk about your character, Joe Turner, described as an idealistic millennial. Talk about that, because his role with the CIA, he was conflicted about that, and then suddenly, like you said, he finds himself in the middle of the situation where he's facing all of these real-life moral dilemmas, not in the classroom. These are real-life, life-and-death situations.
Yeah, I guess the use of the word millennial is slightly... I've never quite understood the definition of the word millennial. But yeah, you know, Joe, when... And you see this later on in the show. He expresses himself pretty clearly. I don't want to give anything away, but safe to say that he had a pretty basic understanding of what the CIA have done ever since their involvement in China way back in the early part of the 20th century. And he knows that a lot of what they got up to actually wasn't for the greater good, and it came at the cost of many innocent lives, and questioned whether or not there was a better way. And again, like a lot of young people, we recognize that there are systemic, deep-rooted problems in some of our governmental bodies that are acting on our behalf. But also, like a lot of young people, he didn't necessarily know the best way to go about remedying those problems. And then someone, in this case William Hurt's character, tells him that the best way to do it is to go to within the organization in question and try and make a meaningful difference from within, which is what he does. But I think that's a problem that many millennials have, is that they feel that certain aspects of our society are unjust, and certain things we do abroad are warrantless, and don't quite know how to push back against it.
Jeremy Irons' son, Max Irons, with us on the program. There, you are the son of two acclaimed actors, actresses, and they said in the beginning, be careful because you're going to have days when you're going to have highs and lows. This has to be a high for you, a role in something like Condor.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a television show of this quality surrounded by actors of, you know, we on this one, you know, we have William Hurt, we have Mira Sorvino, Bob Balaban, Brendan Fraser delivering a terrifyingly fierce and unpredictable performance, not to mention many, many others. It's unquestionably a high point in my career. But yeah, that was something they reminded me of, is that, you know, for better or for worse, when I grew up, I saw my parents go from success to success, and it's easy as a young kid to think that's the way it'll be, that's the way it is, where of course most people know and understand that being an actor is a very, very difficult occupation, and if you look at the numbers, it's very hard to succeed, and if you do succeed, achieving longevity is even harder. So I think they reminded me of that fact and said that it's not an easy road. Then I went to drama school, and I think I went about pursuing it the right way, and I think once they saw that, they sort of eased off the pressure and let me go about it.
You get to use all of the skills in Condor. Got about 30 seconds or so left here. You've got the benefit. When you commit for a series, it's a long-time commitment. On the other hand, you can really explore some of the issues. Is that one of the things that's so much fun in doing the series, is you have time to really explore some of these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, the film was wonderful, but it was 2 hours, and as a result, many things were left unexplained, which is part of what gives it a mystique.
Yes.
Whereas our show, obviously, we have 10 hours, which allows us to go into the motivating factors behind the characters and explore some of the ideological questions at the heart of the show, and I think that's what makes it stand out from the others.
Max Irons, our guest on the program, starring in the new conspiracy thriller Condor, based, of course, on the popular novel. It premieres Wednesday, 10 Eastern Pacific, on AT&T Audience Network, available on DirecTV Channel 239, UVerse TV Channel 1114, live streaming on the DirecTV and UVerse apps and DirecTV Now. Max, great having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.